This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The Great War through a London child's eye.
April the 18th, 1916. There are so many wounded servicemen coming back to London that almost every type of building is being turned into some kind of hospital. People's homes, schools, even ballrooms. Gosh, imagine a ward in a ballroom with chandeliers and swags on the windows. Do you think they would have butlers serving food on silver platters to the wounded?
I'm not sure they're quite as nice as you imagine. Ballrooms are expensive to keep warm, even if you are wealthy. I hear there are more than a few duchesses in fur coats complaining about the cost of heating the places. No one expected the war to go on quite this long.
So no butlers?
I very much doubt it, especially not for the non-commissioned soldiers. I read in the newspaper that officers get a little more comfort, and more nurses. It sounds like there is a nurse for every four officers, but for rank and file soldiers, there might only be one nurse for 40 soldiers or more.
Even though Father is an officer, I feel sorry for the men who won't have as nice treatment. Look, the girls' schools on the Crescent have been turned over to the Red Cross.
Yes, it's meant another 1,000 beds can be provided for the injured.
But what happens to the children who go to those schools?
They'll have been sent to other schools. The troops come first, and as you know, every extra bed is vital.
Sid and I went down to Common Garden. The old workhouse has been reopened as the Endell Street Military Hospital by suffragettes and is staffed entirely by women. There were quite a few casualties arriving by ambulance when we were there. We cheered, even though there were signs ordering us to be quiet. We reckon a cheer might lift their spirits. Look, Mother, the postman has been. There's two letters for you. Is it good news?
Do you remember Rosslyn Lodge? It's that rather large house on Lyndhurst Road.
Yes, it's supposed to have very beautiful gardens.
Well, apparently it's owned by a gentleman called Herbert Hill. This letter is from Mrs. Harvey at the Women's Institute. She's saying that he's given it to the Red Cross so that a few more men can recover in comfort and enjoy the grounds. Oh, how tremendous! Even four large rooms will mean 30 or 40 men can be accommodated.
Who's the other letter from? Looks like Grandmother's handwriting.
Would you believe it? Even your grandmother has relented. Her house has six large bedrooms, which she barely uses. And so she's agreed they can be used by the Red Cross too.
So six rooms might hold more than 50 men?
It's possible, yes. She said she will only tolerate officers, but I shall write back and tell her that every soldier deserves to recover in pleasant surroundings, and she's not to be so particular.
Still, it's a jolly kind thing to do. Good old grandmother.
Yes. Let's hope she remembers to be generous with the heating, too.
The Great War, through a London child's eye. Supported by the National Lottery through the Heritage Lottery Fund. Read Edward's diary at funkidslive.com/Great War.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.